today on In Focus by USD 3D3 Manhattan Ogden Superintendent Marvin Wade. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here, Brandon.
And Daryl Eady, he's one of the school board members here. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Brandon. It's great to be here.
It's always good to have you guys on here. And the school year, just kind of in its infancy here so far. So, week number three, I guess it would be?
Yes.
Yes, and lots of homework already coming in, it sounds like, for our students. So that's a good thing.
Of course, the job never stops for administrators here, and it's a kind of a year-round gig for you guys. But big meeting tonight as far as substance abuse prevention goes. Let's talk a little bit about that, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, sure. You know, every year we go through a substance abuse report, what's going on in our schools and everything else. I think one of the big things that will probably come up tonight will be the e-cigarettes and vaping. You know, we've heard of a couple deaths actually now nationally and things like that. It, of course, about 3 years ago, we started to actually track that. And it, of course, just like everywhere else, has gone up quite a bit in its numbers. And it's something we really got to pay attention to and see what's going on.
And it one of the difficulties with the vaping is that it's difficult to track that they students and other people can get vaping devices, e-cigarettes that look like different things, that look like a pen, look like other things that they can carry with them, and that the smoke, the vapor doesn't, well, I guess it's really an aerosol that comes out that doesn't have an odor, so it's difficult to track that. And the dangers have been proven to be, you know, very real. And when they advertise these things as being a substitute for smoking in a way to help people get off of smoking, and then they find out that students who start vaping end up smoking cigarettes anyway. Just a lot of different things about it that are misleading in advertising and really catering to the students. And we have a lot of concern about it, just like any substance abuse. But we just want to help educate people about what the dangers are, what to look for, and help our students to make educated choices. And that's a big part of our substance abuse prevention program.
We hear a lot about it nationally here. How much of an epidemic is it at Manhattan High School?
I wish I could say. You know, I talk to students from the high school and middle school, and, you know, high school students tell me about ways that students can buy e-cigarettes even if they're underage, that they talk about how students hide it, what, you know, videos, things like that that promote it, that but I don't hear, you know, I'll hear stories about somebody vaping in the bathroom occasionally, something like that. But I don't get a sense of how prevalent it is. But I think that's going to be a great question for tonight when Kari Humes presents.
Well, yeah, and you know, this is a great questionnaire and stuff that's actually caused because the city of Manhattan has a special alcohol tax grant that allows us to have these special social workers and questionnaires and things that we give to our students. And the questions are asked in multiple different ways on how they actually use or try different substances. And so it really tries to come at it in multiple different directions to get answers. You know, we have a percentage of a 9.8 this year on vaping, you know, of students, I think at 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th. I'm not sure.
Yes.
You know, so it's a good handle or a good let us know how things are going on it. But I think now is the first time we've really gotten the true negative feedback of what happens when you vape and what can cause problems. Just like, you know, Surgeon General first came out with the message on the side of the cigarette cartons, how cigarettes can harm you. You know, before that, everybody smoked, it seemed like. Now that we have those information and we're educated a little bit more about it, it's really dropped. I'm hoping some of that education goes a long way on vaping as well, and it'll start to drop again.
Well, and I do appreciate you bringing up that the survey does cover that, and that we do get input from the students, and it's anonymous, that it's self-report. So it does give us some kind of an indicator, and we use those numbers in terms of alcohol use, marijuana use, vaping, those things. So it does give us one measure that we can go by, and we do track usage reports over time. So it's not like we don't have any baselines, we don't have any measures for it. I'm just wondering about what the vape with vaping. It almost seems so new in some ways. It's been around a while, but it's really got a lot of attention recently. So I'll be curious to see what our numbers do in the future. And hopefully they're not going to go up. We're just going to keep trying to educate people, including myself, because I don't know that much about it. I need to learn more.
Well, and you mentioned how it can be difficult to track because the devices don't look like your typical smoking materials. They could be this, like a pen could be a vaping device. And what modes do you guys have to be able to confiscate stuff like that if you're not sure?
Administrators have latitude in being able to search students, look for those kind of devices when they have a report of it. So we do have the opportunity to do that. We just don't do blanket wholesale. You know, had a student tell me about how I guess the cartridges can be put in a, looks like a watch. And if somebody thinks that would be a vaping, whatever it is, that they, you know, the administrator could go and check that watch. So we have latitude to do it, but we want to make sure that we have a good reason for it, not just stop all the students all the time looking for them.
Sure.
One thing Daryl mentioned earlier, too, it was that the special alcohol tax that the city of Manhattan provides, that wanted to give an idea of how much that is, because last year it was $200,000 that we got to help with these programs, which is a significant amount. This year it's $190,000, but that was all that we asked for in the grant. Not all, that's a lot of money, but that's mm-hmm. what we asked for in the grant, is we got the full $190,000. So it's a big commitment toward the prevention, the education, the intervention with students, the treatment as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of intervention that actually goes on. This is just the beginning report. It doesn't deal with all the work that our social workers and everybody else actually does, and all of our searches and things like that that actually goes on during the year. Because we do, you know, there are some searches that actually goes on to lockers and different things like that that, you know, we don't say when it happens because we mm-hmm. don't know when it happens.
Yeah. our board is well aware of vape. I'm looking at Daryl now because we get emails from the administration, gets emails from board members passing on articles, calling attention to this, saying this is something that's out there, that what are we going to do about it? So our board is definitely aware of this as one of the aspects that we've got to address as a school district and a community.
Well, and we saw just last week in the Manhattan Riley County community and surrounding area, the big opioid bust here.
Yes.
And, you know, this goes beyond just e-cigarettes. It goes to prescription drugs and any number of other factors that could lead into the higher drugs. Obviously, it starts at a younger level, and we've seen that in the past. A lot of kids start using when they're teenagers, and then unfortunately can become hooked on this stuff here.
Mm-hmm. And well, and Kari Humes and our social workers and other staff being trained in educating the students, not just the dangers, but of other alternatives, that some of the things in the Kansas Community That Cares survey gets at, do students feel like they have opportunities at school to talk to individuals? Do they feel like it's safe? Do they have opportunities to be involved in the school, outside of the school, in other activities? And research has shown that people that are involved with other things, whether it's sports, theater, music, are less likely to be initiating this substance abuse. So there's a lot of things that are occurring to try to encourage students to look another direction, to do other things with their time and their energy. But It's an age-old problem. It's been there since I was a kid. Before that, it will always continue to be a problem, not just with students, but with adults as well. And we just have to help. I've said it several times, but educate people, give them alternatives, give them help when we see somebody needs help, to call attention to that and let them know we're there to support them, not to judge and ridicule them, but to give them the help that they need to have a more productive life. Feel like I'm on a soapbox, but it's a big, you know, it's a big issue.
It is.
Well, like Dr. Wade said, you know, this has been going on since we were young kids in high school and everything else. It's not like it's something that started today. In this report, we have information going back to 2000, and it just shows us how much we fight it. We try to work with kids, try to help them out, You know, there's a lot of stress, and we understand that. And we, you know, people want to find ways out of that. There are other alternatives besides these to get rid of that. Sports is a great way. I know it's probably one of the things that kept me. I was wrestling, and you can't smoke and wrestle. Yeah. It really hurts.
and the involvement of students with other students. Look at the high school with Students Against Destructive Decisions, SAD, that they find others of similar mindset and help take care of each other, which is great. And then some of the opportunities where social emotional development, where you'll hear a lot from us about behavior, social emotional learning is something we're focusing on as a district. And our partnerships with Pawnee Mental Health, the Kansas State Department of Education, to strengthen our community support for mental health, substance abuse, those issues. That we've got several things going on now we didn't have a year ago that's going to help us address these issues.
All right. Well, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back more with USD 383 when we return here on News Radio KMAN.